Arnaud Trublet has come out on our side. Trublet skipped the French three times in the Cup, created the Louis Vuitton Cup, of course, back in 82, was head of the America's Cup press organization for 20 years. He's also an America's Cup Hall of Famer, and Bruno Trublet is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, New Zealand.
Do you like what you're seeing this time round in the America's Cup as far as a regatta is concerned?
Yes, it's great. I mean, I don't like the event in so many aspects, like the rules, the fact the defender is sailing with the challengers, etc. But these boats are really impressive. We have a fast boat. New Zealand is a very fast boat, upwind and downwind, pointing higher, going downwind deeper than the other boat. So I'm quite confident, and I think it's a revenge from 2003.
Of course, the great debate we're having this week in New Zealand is, can Oracle do something this week and make a comeback? What do you think?
You know, I thought, like everyone, that they were going to win in San Francisco. So I hold my breath, but I really think the situation is really different, because this time the boats are kind of all the same, you know. And while in San Francisco, Americans were able to change a lot of things. I think they cheated to make their boat much faster upwind by attaching the foils to the balance of the boat. We don't know how, but they did, so the boat suddenly was much faster. This time, these boats are one design, so they cannot do much, except maybe have a big collision with Team New Zealand, which is a big fear.
Do you think they will... that's another conspiracy theory floating around. Do you think they will do that, given they've got the second boat?
I don't think they will do that, but because they are sportsmen, and they should not do that. But, you know, this is maybe the only thing they can do, unless the conditions are very different. But it looks like the condition will be quite the same this time. But, you know, this is... I wanted to come back on the basics. I mean, New Zealand suffered a lot with all those mercenaries of 2003, the cheating of 2013, and the American rulemakers only to their own profit for this cup this year. So I think it's a very important week for New Zealand to come back on all those very difficult events.
It's a very good point, because we have done amazingly well, haven't we? I mean, to hold the side together, we've got a minimal budget compared to Oracle. We've been innovative. It really has been an extraordinary story, don't you think?
Yes, it's extraordinary, because the Team New Zealand is doing this on a shoestring. The group of 95 workers and family members have all the job. They're cooking, cleaning, caring for your boys. While this is kind of a tiny David against a space-age Goliath with full of funds. So I think it's you are very lucky to have such a team, you know, because it's half the budget of the Americans. And if they survive, if they win, will be a big, big event.
This is true. Bruno, always good to catch up with you. Bruno Trublet out of Bermuda for us this morning.